This week, we're sharing stories from the Battle of Attu and the Greater Aleutian Campaign of World War II. The conflict ended in the 1940s, but its legacy is still very much alive, both for the veterans who served and the Unungan people who were forced to leave during the fighting. Even now, many vets have never spoken to an evacuee and vice versa. So to commemorate what happened 75 years ago, KUCB invited people on both sides to sit down and reflect together. Today, we hear from Tara Bordakovsky, whose grandmother survived the internment at Funtner Bay, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob Brocklehurst, who served as a fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force. A note to listeners, one of the people in this story uses a word that is offensive to Japanese people.
We were all young. We were 21 years old then, most of us. It's, the oldest could have been 27. And we were ready to go. We wanted to fly. And we wanted to just come on down the Aleutian. I don't think anybody in my squadron thought anything about being afraid. You were there to do your job. It was war. That's all we thought about.
My experience of the whole evacuation and the internment time comes from that perspective of my grandmother, who was interned in Funner Bay, you know, the Aleuts of St. Paul, and specifically her. I was probably about 21 years old when I found out about it. And she would talk, but I could tell that it was difficult. And she would only talk for so long, and then she would just have to stop, and, you know. So I didn't really push her, but she did want to tell her story. She did want other elders to get up and talk about it, and she did realize how important it was for us to know our own history, to hear what happened to the Aleuts, the Unungans here in Alaska. There are other communities, the Unungan communities that were equally impacted and affected by this, and I know very, very little about their experiences. I wonder a lot about Attu and those Aleuts that were taken as prisoners of war over to Japan, and, you know, where...
See, I didn't know that at the time. We didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
When I got there, our army was still fighting three battle areas.
So, Bob, when you were in Attu during that time...
I was the first fighter pilot to land on Attu and on Shemya, yes, ma'am.
And when you were there at that point... Were the Aleuts already taken as prisoners of war at that point?
I never heard anything about the natives. I often wondered, what happens to the natives up here? I flew into Atka, I flew into Adak, and you never heard anything or seen anything about the natives. It was always in my mind, what happened to it? I didn't know about the evacuation of the natives and that they were sent to other places in Alaska. And, of course, up here I learned the story of the elders as you describe it, a very touching story.
What I always have a kind of a, like mixed emotions and thoughts about all these years growing up has to do with the profound and deep respect that my grandmother, Mary Bordakovsky, had for the military. I think I've heard that per capita, Alaska Native serve at the highest rates, and among the Alaska Native, the Aleuts are the highest serving. And so maybe that's where some of that respect comes from, because my grandfather was Alaska Territorial Guard, and my dad, Vietnam veteran. And yet, at the same time, when I was learning about what happened during World War II, there would always be these horrific stories about the shape of the homes and the damage that was done and personal items that were stolen and whatnot at the hands of our own, the military. And so the two scenarios that have grown up with have always kind of presented in my mind a little bit of a like, wow, I don't know. I respect the military, and yet I also feel badly that something like that happened by our own military. I'm not even sure what my question would be.
At the time we came up here, the impression we were given, and this is voiced oral stuff, that we had nothing to stop the Japanese. They figured that the Japanese, if they had wanted to, could have come clear up in the Aleutians, taken Anchorage, and come down the east coast of Anchorage, down Vancouver to Seattle, Washington. So we were rushed up there as an additional squadron with the 18th that was up here. And the impression was given right along that if the Japs came, we were all there. We were the only force there to stop them, and we probably couldn't with that limited force. And I was talking to my son last night, and I was thinking, you know, we didn't have much choice but to move the LDU natives out because they could all have become prisoners of the Japanese or killed. It was probably the best thing that we could do to save the native population. It was done very poorly, sent to a bad place, and certainly wasn't handled professionally. But I still think that it was probably still the best thing to do. It's just too bad that we couldn't handle it properly.
This story was produced by KUCB's Zoe Sobel and Laura Craigle.